It's time for CHS Outdoors, and it's brought to you by CHS in Elkton. I would have never guessed frost this early. What does that say for the rest of fall, which hasn't even started yet? Here's our CHS Outdoor forecast. Friday, wet with showers and thunderstorms possible, high around 60. Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy, maybe a shower and a high into the 60s. Sunday, sunny and pleasant with a high around 70. Pressure, 30.1 on Friday, 29.9 on Saturday, and 30.0 to 30.1 on Sunday. Sunrise, 7:02. Sun should set around 7:44. The Old Farmer's Almanac says fishing should be at its best on Friday and Saturday morning. Saturday's major salooner times, 8:12 to 11:14 a.m. and 4:08 to 6:18 p.m. If you tuned in for a tip, here you go. We just came off the corn moon September 2nd. Did you happen to see the number of monster walleye that were caught on that day? Well, night. Here's the tip. October 1st, the harvest moon. October 31st, the blue moon. Mark them on your calendar and make time to fish each of those days or nights. There's something to it, and you're not going to catch a monster wall hanger if you're in bed dreaming about it. October 1st, October 31st. And remember, you can't trick or treat if you don't go out. Here's Jared Fredericks with our South Dakota Guided Fishing Report.
Jared, where you at?
Currently, I'm not in South Dakota. I'm fishing the Garrison, Lake Skokie, and NWT, so I haven't been out in a few days, but when we were out prior to, we're starting to get a really good perch bite. Guys are finding perch anywhere from 8 to 14 foot of water. They're using like a little halley with wax worms or a piece of crawler. Minnows, you're getting a lot of white bass in a lot of places. The walleye seems to kind of be dormant right now. I've heard a few walleyes in weeds and shallow, but we're still, the temperature's still in the 70s. I think if you're in about a week, they're going to be in the 60s, and you're going to start seeing a lot of those bites mature. And I still think you're going to find the walleyes probably out deep and some shallow, but if you're going to fish any kind of lake, I'd fish real deep with cranks, and you'll probably find some walleyes. Unfortunately, if you pull live bait in any of these lakes, there's a huge population of white bass, so they're going to rob your clean. So this is Jared with South Dakota Guided Fishing. You can find us at SouthDakotaGuidedFishing.com. Thank you.
Thanks, Jared. If you missed CHS Outdoors, listen to it again at kcountry102.com under my show page or the Listen tab. I'm Brian, and that's CHS Outdoors. Whether you're a farmer, fisherman, or hunter, you'll find some great stories from the outdoors and some of the essentials you need at CHS in Elkton.